We look forward to serving you with years of experience. We know what we are doing and will make recommendations based on your personal situation. Call 1-800-951-0592 and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Deborah Tavares. And Deborah has compiled an unusual website. You'll certainly want to go there. She has taken a number of various documents from various people, and these are government documents or documents having to do with what's going on today. It will help you piece together the fact that there truly is a satanic conspiracy out there. And certainly, Deborah, this morning I'd like to just take one or two of those documents. Don't try to tell our listeners about all of them or you'll lose them. But first of all, what is the website where they can get this invaluable information?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Yes, thank you so much for having me on this morning. The website is StopTheCrime.net. StopTheCrime.net.
And, all right. And there's just all sorts of documents there. And basically, how can people learn overall what is there? Do you have this written down someplace, or will they just go to the website and start going through and collecting these documents? Ladies and gentlemen, if you're out in the audience, you need to pull down these documents and read them very carefully. And we may want to talk about just a couple of them this morning because there's so much there. You'll get, if we go into too much of it, you'll get lost. But you must understand, that, ladies and gentlemen, that there is a satanic conspiracy. These people are well organized. They know exactly what they're doing. They want a dictatorship in America. They want to undermine the Constitution, centralize all power with government, eliminate most of the people in America and throughout the world, because this is the satanic conspiracy. It's not imaginary. It's real. I'll go right ahead. What did you want to say, Deborah?
Yes, thank you, Dr. Stan. For anyone listening that is not able to print some of these documents, which they can print for free off of StopTheCrime.net, we have a print shop set up for the cost of printing and shipping. They can send these documents to you, and you can order these documents at cost by calling area code 707-586-9558. Again, area code 707-586-9558. I'm going to start, Dr. Stan, this morning with what I have posted at the top of StopTheCrime.net. And it's right at the very top of the homepage of the website. And it's a flashing box. You can't miss it. It is entitled Secret Document Revealed, a planned chemical sedation of the population using radio microwave frequencies for mass mind control. And it's a heavy topic for most of the listeners, perhaps, but we're going to touch upon this just for a moment because it is so, so significant.
All right. I think it's important that what Deborah is talking about certainly are cell towers, which, of course, if you're close to one, you'll get excessive amounts of radiation. But even smart meters that they put on your home are constantly sending out radio waves, which can affect you, your mind, your health. But go right ahead.
Well, that's exactly right, and I'll address the smart meters in just a moment. But this particular document is only 50 pages, and it was presented by the Aquarius Group Operations as a briefing. And you can read the entire document, but I'm going to just go over a few paragraphs within this document and how it connects to a CNN breaking news story that I just looked at that came out of the White House yesterday. And I want to just say the CNN breaking news story yesterday, dated yesterday, it says, Attorney General Eric Holder is most afraid of a terrorist attack on the United States from a so-called lone wolf, such as the attackers involved in the Washington Navy Yard and the Los Angeles airport shootings. He says, quote, I'm very concerned about individuals who get radicalized in a variety of ways, sometimes self-radicalized, he said. Now, this leads into this document, and this is extremely important to pass this document on to everybody you know, because this is what this document is about. It's about mind control. And on page one, it talks about electromagnetic, radio wave, and microwave pulsed mind warfare has great advantages in that desired subjects and populations have no knowledge of the procedure being implemented. Well, now you do, because you can look at this document and you can understand what is happening. On page two, it tells us this. Chemical and pharmaceutical saturation has been achieved over the past 20 years, and they have deliberately and covertly polluted our usage of everyday water supplies, airborne pollutants, chemical agents in a wide variety of foodstuffs. They go on to tell us that this will allow various groups and intelligent groups within the secret societies to achieve their goal of an unarmed, docile, and compliant world population if they are not prevented from doing so. And then, Dr. Stan, on page 49 is my point with this article, a CNN article yesterday with Attorney General Eric Holder. And this is very important to hear this. The Aquarius Group operations as part of a current agenda has been very successful under many projects in programming and queuing selected individuals who have carried out program procedure and opened fire on other civilians in public areas all across the United States. Now, there are many programs. There's MK Ultra, which is mind control through the various agencies in our corporate government. But it is extremely important to understand these assassinations of lone gunmen are, by and large, being set up through mind control. Now, at the top of StopTheCrime.net, in the scroll that you see scrolling by, we have articles on Alexis, who did the shooting at the Naval Washington, D.C. yard. And you will read his emails weeks before that shooting to a variety of groups that are out there trying to help people understand the voice to skull that they're hearing in their head. And Dr. Stan,
Deborah, hold that thought. We're going to a break. Is this real? Yes. Do they use this sort of thing? Yes. They have Manchurian candidates. They actually have divisions aimed at control.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, Deborah Tavares. And you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, they've been working on mind control for a long period of time. Basically, following the Korean War, why they came up with the term the Manchurian Candidate. There was a wonderful movie on this. There was a book written on this subject. What you don't understand is why we went to war in Korea. I mean, why did we go over and fight in Korea? Certainly, Chiang Kai-shek, General Chiang Kai-shek of the Nationalist Chinese would have sent his troops in to fight there. We didn't want that. We wanted to send American troops so they could be turned over to the communists, so they could learn how to control minds. We abandoned about 8,000 young men, idealistic young men, who had volunteered for our military because they thought they were fighting communism, not understanding that our leaders were actually funding communism. So we would have an enemy to justify ever more government control over the lives of the American people. But those young men were used for all sorts of mind control experiments to learn how to control American the minds. And none of them were ever repatriated. We simply abandoned them. And if you have a son or you have a relative in the military, they will abandon them. They abandoned those 8,000 boys. We never tried to get them back. Why? Because their minds were to be controlled so they could learn how to control the minds of the people in America today. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Well, that's absolutely right, Dr. Stan. In fact, in Aaron Alexis's case, which again, we do have articles on the scroll of StopTheCrime.net on the homepage, it's very important to understand he had etched on his gun, my ELF weapon. That's extremely low frequency. And they talk about extremely low frequency in the NASA document that we have also on StopTheCrime.net. And they say on page 50 of that document that they know it will create behavioral problems. It will cause seizures and gross alteration in brain function. And they also say 30 to 100% increases in brain blood flow and death. And again, that's on page 50. And I can only say that along with the micro dust that they're dumping on us from the overhead continual dumping of toxins from the chemtrailing or the geoengineering, that is a daily situation globally, they're dumping micro dust. And on page 43 of the NASA war document, they tell us that this dust is distributed as an aerosol and inhaled into the lungs, and it mechanically bores into the lung tissue and executes various pathological missions. Well,
Deborah, if I could just comment here. For the listener out there, it's very difficult to believe that they would actually use our jet fuel to poison the American people. And of course, a lot of people will simply scoff at the idea of chemtrails, that there's something in these trails we see up in the sky. But I would suggest, ladies and gentlemen, If you have any question that they're putting aluminum and other products into the jet fuel so that it will come down and contaminate us, go up in your browser, go onto your search engine, Google or whatever, type in jet fuel nano aluminum particles, or just jet fuel aluminum. You'll find they're putting nano aluminum in there. Why would they do that? Oh, well, it's to make the jet fuel burn more readily. Ladies and gentlemen, a nano aluminum is the deadly poison for your mind. It's coming out of the sky. It's getting into the soil. It's getting into the water. You're inhaling it. They know exactly what they're doing. They know how to protect themselves. Don't take my word for it. Fortunately, you have the internet. I'll just type in jet fuel aluminum or nano aluminum. You'll find out in there. And if that's true, why isn't anybody telling you? Why? Because the media is controlled and they don't want you to know that they're poisoning you and your family and your children. So right ahead, Deborah.
Yes, Dr. Stan, also we have a website that links from stopthecrime.net, and it's toxicsky.org, www.toxicsky.org. And it's also important to understand that they're not only adding these toxins to the jet fuel, they actually have planes that have huge containers inside the fuselages, and they are specific jets that are flying up in military airspace that are intentionally spraying you. So you can look at several movies on toxicsky.org. You'll see the scientific evidence of what this spraying is, and you'll see the jets leaving these huge, long, what many people would consider contrails, and they are not. These are chemtrails, and they are persistent jet chemtrails that hang up in the sky for up to 20 hours plus. And it would literally require several days of no more spraying in order for our skies to be the beautiful blue that they once were. But I want to go back to page 43 of the NASA document where we're talking about the microdust used as a weaponry. They say on that page that this is a new class of weaponry and it is legal. And they say this is being sprayed on us as an aerosol. Again, this is all part of the chemtrails, which is, of course, legal pollution. We are being chemtrailed with poisons and toxins. It's weather modification and controlling of our weather, and this is completely legal. But it's extremely important. When we breathe in this smart dust from this aerial spraying, these particles reside in various parts of the brain and can be flashed and stimulated to entrain thoughts and severe psychological motor and acting out of seizures. And this accounts for more senior moments and ingestion of nanobarium and nanoaluminum, just as you were saying, Dr. Stan. So I can't urge people enough to spend time on stopthecrime.net and understand, because understanding your reality will give you the tools in which you need to know about so you can survive through the increased frequencies from the cell towers, from all of the smart meters. It's also very, very important. I do have a about an hour and a half conference that I gave at the Oath Keepers that you can see on the homepage of stopthecrime.net. And it is entitled The A through Z of Smart Meters. And it's very important to understand what the smart meters are doing to your health, to your privacy, and incarcerating you in your homes. But there's much more in that than I have time on the show this morning to discuss. But what I do want to say about the smart meters is, of course, it is nationwide. It's a global deployment, and the Department of Defense does not use deployment. They could use installation. It is a deployment. That's a military term. They just don't think we know what deployment means. But having said that, what they sell us on this is that we will save energy. And, of course, it's not at all about saving energy. It's actually disguised as promoting again, new energy efficiency, but it's not. It's actually set up for deep spying and behavior modification programs, hooked up to fusion centers, facial recognition software, and HD cameras in stores. Remember, stores and schools all have smart meters, and attached, it's, the smart meters are attached and create pulsed beam microwave emitters to entrain our moods and block our thoughts. They share the data with NSA, the Department of Homeland Security, and few people understand that mega corporations are involved behind the scenes, directing and orchestrating this massive operation. It's extremely important to realize this is all part of the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, which is a document, a separate document, on StopTheCrime.net, and the intention of a silent weapons system is to remain fingerprintless. Methods to subdue the population without the people even knowing they are being manipulated and attacked by a weapon. Extremely important to read that 44-page document on StopTheCrime.net entitled Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. Also, I would recommend, Dr. Stan, that everyone download from the scroll at the top of StopTheCrime.net the symptoms for all of the individual things that people will start experiencing from the increased frequencies. And it's entitled Microwave Radiation Frequencies and Wi-Fi Symptoms. And what all of these assaults against our immune systems are doing, it's jamming our immune systems. It's creating confusion and short-term memory loss, inability to focus, headaches, ringing of the ears, migraines, vision disruptions, chest pressure, respiratory problems, slower reaction time, and insomnia. When we're not able to sleep well through the night, we are not recovering from the day's expense of energy, and we're becoming sicker and sicker and sicker. And dizziness, disorientation, violent behavior is also a consequence of the frequencies. And this all ties in with cueing individuals who have been under mind control, and literally they can direct them to become assassins. And when I go back now to the document that I started with, the Aquarius Group Operations Briefing, again, it's extremely important to understand we're being told right now by CNN, which, by the way, is part of the organization to create psychological warfare. And Eric Holder in the White House just yesterday said he's concerned about lone gunmen. Well, in the Aquarius document at the top of StopTheCrime.net, again entitled Planned Chemical Sedation of the Population, Microwave Frequencies for Mass Mind Control, you need to know what is happening and what to expect. Now, what do you do with knowing? Well, you don't fall victim to ignorance. And what has happened through the years is we have had our legal system, our laws, our history, everything has been rewritten. And you can read this in the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document. But in the Aquarius document, on page 50, you will see pictures of a different types of cell towers. Now, this is extremely important. Please go to antennasearch.com. That is antennasearch.com, and you will type in your address or any address that you would like, and you will be able to print off two radius maps. One will show where the cell phone towers are within generally their 4-mile radius maps. You will see where the cell phone towers are located nearest your home in your neighborhood. These are weapons.
All right. Now, I think it's important that people understand that cell phone waves can have a profound impact on you. Certainly, there are instances where there are clusters of people with brain cancer immediately adjacent to cell phone towers. The further you get away, the less radiation you're getting, but you're still getting radiation. There really are people who want to to damage the American people. They focus your attention on the danger of terrorism. Oh, those wicked terrorists over there in the Middle East, and we need an all-powerful military to protect us from those wicked terrorists, or maybe we need an all-powerful military to protect us from the wicked communists or from the wicked Nazis or whoever they may be. Ladies and gentlemen, all of these are created. The Nazis were created and financed from right here in America. Communism certainly was created and financed from here in America. Terrorism is financed. I mean, after all, we're funding the Al-Qaeda terrorists fighting in Syria today. Why would we be funding the Al-Qaeda terrorists and the Muslim Brotherhood and the radicals who are over there fighting in Syria while we're supposedly fighting them in Afghanistan? Nothing as it appears to be. But it is all a great diversion. We are under attack today, but not from without, but from within. Who is doing it? Why, the group I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my book. You need to read it. You need to understand how all of these various groups tie together. We'll be back in a moment with Deborah. If you have a question or comment, give us a call. Here at 877.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount. Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family-owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, if you're out there in the listening audience. Our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524 if you have a question for Deborah. Now, basically what Deborah has done is to accumulate a number of important documents that have come from various sources that have been either sent to her or she's been able to uncover them on her own. At least one of these I personally know because I helped to circulate it. I call it the A New Order of the Barbarians. It's based upon a talk given by Dr. Richard Day to a group of doctors back in 1969. And Dr. Day was an insider. He's one of the few people on the inside who belonged to a group. He called it the Order, but I would call it the Brotherhood of Darkness. Doesn't matter what you call it. Basically, it is this group of evil and satanic people who've given their souls to the devil, who actually are working together to use the financial and military power of the United States to establish a one-world government. That's why we have a master military, not to defend America from without, but of course to create a world empire that will become the world satanic government, prophesied in the scriptures. Well, anyway, of course, you need to get, Deborah has this on her website, and basically it's the transcript of what Dr. Day said the morning in 1969 when he addressed a group of doctors. It was recorded by Dr. Dunnigan, who was there. I've talked to Dr. Dunnigan before his untimely death, let's put it that way. He was a very young man when he died. After revealing what you can actually read in the document that Deborah has, and simply their plan and how they're carrying it out in America using mind control techniques and using sports, using all sorts of things in America that we don't have time to go into, but it's a fascinating document. Deborah, what do you call that document, Dr.
Yes,
Richard
it is
Day's
on stopthecrime.net, and we call it the New World, NWO, New World Order, but it's New World Order Exposed, 1969, by an insider. And since we're talking about this document right now, I want to make mention of one section in this document, in the section entitled Terrorism. It's just right above that. This is so significant because now we know that in back east, military bases apparently have reported that nuclear bombs have been relocated and shipped out without the people being told. And what we were told back then by Dr. Richard Day and Dr. Dunnigan, who was there, as you had said, taking notes of this talk, is that a new system would be brought in, if not by a peaceful and cooperative way with people willingly yielding to national sovereignty, then it would they would have to bring it in with the concern and fear that we were on the brink of nuclear war. Everybody would be so fearful and hysterical that it would create the possibility of a war, that there would be a strong public outcry to negotiate peace, and people would willingly give up national sovereignty in order to achieve peace. But what they say, of course, is to bring in a new international political system. And they say if there were too many people in the right places who resisted bringing in the new international political system, that they would use, if needed, one, two, or more nuclear wars, bombs to be dropped within the United States. And they said by the time that this occurred, everyone would know that we mean business, but it would be there would be then a negotiated peace, and it would be very convincing as a framework for which they would bring in the entire new international political system. This is all, of course, rehearsed, and no one would know it. This is said verbatim above the terrorism section in the New World Order Exposed, 1969. By an insider. But I wanted to pick up further discussion on the mind control document at the top of stopthecrime.net, Dr. Stan, because this does discuss the planned chemical sedation of our country, of all of us, using radio microwave frequencies for mass mind control. It's very, very important to understand that for decades, if not longer, organized criminal trauma networks and secret societies and hate groups from every single nation run by worldwide satanic elite cults have denied countless individuals. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of individuals all over the country and the globe have, nearly from birth in some instances, had their right of their own free will eliminated because they have been assaulted with beamed weaponry. Now, it says in the NASA war document on StopTheCrime.net on page 45, beam weapons increasingly prevalent. They tell us that, and it's important to understand what the NASA war document also tells us. This is about robots, cyborgs, and eliminating humans. So I would recommend you read that document. You will read that increasingly critical are human limitations and human downsides. We're too large, too heavy, too tender, too slow physically and mentally. We require too much cost, and humans have rapidly decreasing to negative value. That's on page 66 of the NASA war plan. They also go on to tell us on page 93 that they will use frequencies against our brains, and they will create serious psychological warfare by exploiting the CNN syndrome, the news media network that was set up by the CIA. So you look at that document, and then you look at the Aquarius document, because I know we don't want to discuss too many documents this morning, but it is extremely important to understand how for decades and decades there have been individuals worldwide that have been attacked and assaulted and tortured by remote beam weaponry. And this is kidnapping your mind. And again, go to StopTheCrime.net. Go and look at the scroll at the top of the website, and you can listen to a number of well-educated people in Europe that are explaining how they have been assaulted and attacked, how they have had voices beamed into their heads. This is called voice to skull. And how this really occurred was it was a scientific breakthrough intended to help people that could not hear. And opportunities of directing voices directly into your brain rather than even needing to go through your ear or the cochlea of your ear. They could direct these voices right into your mind. And they've been doing this. And sadly, what has been happening is they're labeling these people as mentally insane. And they are medicating these people and putting them into psychiatric wards and hospitals all over the world because they say they're nuts. They're insane. And again, Alexis, the Washington, D.C. shooter, had been complaining about voices in his head. He also had been reporting that he was being targeted by frequencies. He was.
Okay, hold that thought, Deborah. We're going to a break. We'll be back. You're off to the listening audience. You have a question. 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Johnson Vox Company says cancer is a silent killer. Early detection is important towards the prevention and treatment. Be sure to educate yourself and your family of the danger. And if you or a loved one is dealing with cancer diagnosis, explore your options. This important reminder is a tribute to Vi Nelson, a 7-year survivor at Johnson Vox Company at 5203 Federal Boulevard in Denver. Serving Denver since 1952, call 303-477-0909, where Roxanne and the staff say let's not forget all the area's mothers standing strong in the fight for the cure. Cave Creek Manufacturing Home Community in Evans reminds listeners, in times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, and sacrifice, and their courage keep our country safe and strong. We appreciate the bravery of our U.S. soldiers. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. This reminder from Cave Creek Manufacturing Home Community in Evans, proud to honor our veterans and all our men and women in uniform. We hold these truths to be self-evident,
that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back to the last segment. If you have a question, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Our guest, Deborah Tavares, her website is stopthecrime.net. Stopthecrime.net. Go there and just start pulling down the documents she has and read them through carefully. And then, of course, your job is to get the information to other people. If you'd like, of course, to get the 4-CD set of my interviews with Dr. Dunnigan, who had actually heard Dr. Richard Day, who's a member of this subversive group that runs America. My interviews with Dr. Dunnigan, as he describes what was said that morning back in 1969, why they are available, by calling 1-800-544-8927. We call it the New Order of the Barbarians. You can get the transcript, or you can get the CDs, you can get them both together at reduced cost. The important thing is that you understand that there really are forces out there that want to destroy America. And today are using the financial and military power of the United States to create a world empire. We are assassinating people all throughout the world. On one hand, we finance the terrorist movement. On the other hand, we kill the terrorist leaders who are directly or indirectly being funded by us. Why? To confuse the people back at home so that we really believe there's a war on terrorism. The war is not on terrorism. The war is on the minds of the American people and on the minds of your children. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Yes, that is exactly right. And as we discuss further about the kidnapping of our brains and our minds remotely with frequencies, it's important to understand just how far these technologies have advanced and how they have been for decades been used by criminals, many of which are in the military, major institutes and universities, DARPA, certainly the CIA, the FBI, the Department of Defense, and many major corporations. Must be exposed. We must expose this.
Hold on, Deborah. We do have somebody calling in. Who is calling?
Hello, this is John from Colorado. Hello, Dr. Stan and Deborah. Our electric companies here are not warning people about the dangers of these smart meters. So next Tuesday, November 12th in Fort Collins, there will be a showing of the movie Take Back Your Power. It will be at 6:30 at the Lyric Theater. That's 300 West Mountain Avenue. So, yeah, our utility companies are really letting us down and not informing us about these things.
All right. Now, once again, when is that showing going to be?
It'll be Tuesday, November 12th at 6:30 p.m., and it's the Lyric Theater in Fort Collins, and the address is 300 East Mountain Avenue.
Thank you for letting the listeners know about this, John, because the utility companies really aren't letting us down. They're doing exactly what the plan has been dictated. They're in lockstep. In fact, they have signed on to the United Nations. All of this is under the guise of reducing our carbon footprint and CO2, which is, of course, false science. You can look up any of your utility companies. They're all espousing green, which is, of course, false science. But more importantly, on the homepage of stopthecrime.net, you will see a mission statement that came out about the global smart grid from Pennsylvania Smart Infrastructure. And I urge everybody to scroll down and see this mission statement. They talk about the hidden secret that they have had, and that is to control the entire population through not only everything about us, but have sensors. They talk about the power grid, how they will have sensors in transit systems, in buildings, in pipes, concrete, and steel. And we are now entering a cyber infrastructure with the use of computers, networks, and sensors.
Hold that thought, Deborah. John, did you have anything else you wanted to say?
No, thank you very much, Deborah, for bringing us this information.
You're most welcome. Also,
God bless
John,
and do we have another caller?
Okay, I just wanted to say one more thing. On stopthecrime.net, again, on the homepage, you will see a document that we found about how the smart meter industries plot to manipulate public acceptance of the smart meters. This is a document that everybody must take a look at. They have groups set up, these are gatekeepers, to force these meters up on us. And this document is out of the sociology department in Vanderbilt University. And they talk about the ways in which they will manipulate these meters onto us by, number one, giving us the false hope of opt-outs, slowing down the deployments to make it appear that they're listening to us. They are not. This is for massive corporate profit. And they are corporatizing our entire utility system right now in the United States. Spend some time on the homepage of stopthecrime.net and also look at OATI, O-A-T-I. This is a network, a corporation that is breaking apart our utility companies as we have known them. This is for complete takeover. So, again, go to stopthecrime.net for that industry-manipulating document.
And we have a 4-CD set on smart meters. Vitally important that you get it, and you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You can also get, certainly are, a 4-CD set on the New Order of the Barbarians and the transcript of what Dr. Day had said back in 1969 when a member of what he called the order of these wicked and Luciferian people working behind the scenes actually laid out what this was all about. One of the most important documents you'll ever read, one of the most important 4-CD sets you'll ever hear, but you can get the New Order of the Barbarian 4-CD set or the Smart Meter 4-CD set by calling 1-800-544-8927. Deborah, go ahead and wrap up the program.
Yes, again, I emphasize everyone spend some time on stopthecrime.net. Understand that Agenda 21, which many people have now heard about, where we have land confiscation, private properties, ranches, farms, the peripheral of our cities is being stolen by a variety of corporate agencies. Now they're stealing our minds. Understand the
extent. Okay, we're out of time, Deborah. God bless. Thanks very much. We'll be back in a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds us often child abuse results from parental stress or parental substance abuse. Help put an end to this tragedy now. Report what you know to your local authorities. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 482-6783. On the air, because they care.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Deborah Tavares. But go to our website, stopthecrime.net, and start getting educated. Ladies and gentlemen, if you value freedom, remember, freedom once lost is never going to be regained. We're well on the way to losing our freedom. And if you're not involved, then you're part of the problem. There is no neutral position. You're either involved or you're going to allow this to happen. But we hope you'll join us in this epic struggle. Now, you need to go to my website, RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our radio programs there 4 hours a day in addition to this hour. We do this, we do it without compensation because we're trying to sound the alarm, trying to save the freedom we've enjoyed here for generations yet unborn. But there really are subversive elements out there. They're well organized and they are demonically motivated. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read it, you need to. And, of course, you need to get certainly multiple copies of it, get it in other people's hands, get a discount if you buy several of them. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 for my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you want, of course, the 4-CD set on the New Order of the Barbarians, or a 4-CD set on smart meters, or you want to get into the secret government or secret societies, we have 4-CD sets on all of this. We have 4-CD sets on so many subjects and videos, DVDs. You certainly want to get my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, and on population control, the secret agenda. They've already actually supervised the murder of billions of people. Basically, Planned Parenthood, which is partly funded with your tax money, has already killed over 400 million unborn children to abortion in China, another 400 million in India, another 400 million in Russia. And understand, they know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. And then, of course, about the rest of the world, and basically, of course, the population is going to increase to about 9 billion and then start dropping and continue dropping until they get us down to their objective, which is about 500 million people in the air, pardon me, in the world. And if you doubt that, go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, and look at the section on the American Stonehenge. The American Stonehenge, or certainly or the Georgia Guidestones, or look them up on the Internet, the American Stonehenge, the Georgia Guidestones. You need to get our information. Go up on the Internet and type in Population Control Agenda. Population Control Agenda, or put my name on it. You don't have to. You can also get it from my website, or you can get it directly from us. Or if you buy anything from us, just ask for a copy of the Population Control Agenda. They really do intend to kill off billions of people, and they're in the process of